What's going on, beautiful people? So, welcome to Jay Venda with Rich Rosé. So, today's episode, we're going to have, of course, the Mimosas Report. And as well as, I think I want to talk about the keto diet. What do you guys think about the keto diet? Me, personally, I have seen people lose weight from it. At the same time, I've seen people not do the keto diet, or people do the keto diet, lose weight, and then go back to their regular old routine and then gain a lot of weight, more than how much they lost. And I don't know, like me personally, I'll be scared to do that diet. What do you think, babe? It'll be new, but it'll be kind of scary at the same time. Okay. For example, so I was on Instagram and I was looking at this girl. I forgot what's her name, but she had lost so much weight on the keto diet. And she had posted, you know, keto fast food, the fast food places you could go while you're doing the keto diet. Okay, here goes a couple. So if you go to Wendy's, you could get the Baconator without the bun and ketchup. Now, the Baconator, that looks really crazy. Like, it has all that bacon and it looks like two pieces of a burger meat. And let me see. It's 760 calories, 60 grams of fat, 32 grams, that's something else. But either way, 60 grams of fat. That's a lot of fat. Babe, would you eat the Baconator?
Pass.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pass too. So let's see what else. The Burger King. You're on keto, you go to Burger King. You got the Bacon King without the bun and ketchup. Again, that shit just looks crazy. It's 900 calories. Remind you, this is without the bun and ketchup. 75 grams of fat. 54 grams of protein. Okay. That's good protein, but my God, that's a lot of fat. And then you go Chick-fil-A, the grilled nuggets with buffalo and ranch sauce. Not bad. It's 470 calories with 25.5 grams of fat, 50 grams of protein. You go to KFC, it's grilled chicken with three pieces of grilled chicken, one side of green beans. So what is that? 460 calories with 20 grams of fat. 67 grams of protein. Okay, not bad. But honestly, as I got older, you know, I'm not really into all this meat as much as I used to. Like, give me an acai bowl any day. It's probably full of a lot of carbs, but whatever. You know, whatever floats everybody's boat, but I don't think keto's for me. I definitely be one of those people that will do it and then stop it after a week because I just felt so gross with all that grease sliming down my face and 75 grams of fat I just ingested in my system. All right, well, the other day, Babes and I went to the movies and we finally seen The Green Book. That was a very good movie. I could see how it won the Oscars. It was a very good movie. From the start to the end, it was good. It was crazy to see, though, you know, how those days were with the whole segregation and the racism, which I'm sure it's still going on. Of course, it's still going on now. But I mean, I'm just glad I wasn't born around those times. And we've seen Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel did awesome last weekend. It brought in $255 million in opening weekend. And the movie was good. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the Avengers Endgame. So, I was on YouTube trying to get sneaks and peeks, but... All right, guys, so let's go off to the Mimosas report. What's going on, babe? What's going on, Mimosas report?
The Mimosas report this week, we got the B2K back tour going on right now.
Oh, wow.
B2K was a big group back in the early 2000s.
That's interesting. Because I know at one point, Omarion didn't even want to do a B2K.
They're probably just doing it for the money.
Yeah.
But some members in the group are unhappy with what's going on.
Oh, that's not a surprise. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And the other guy, I forgot the other guy's name.
Uh-huh. He always has some issue.
Soulja Boy was in jail recently.
Oh.
Violating parole. Oh. Probation. Mm-mm-mm. You know, those guys is the wildest.
Yep. I seen them on that relationship boot camp show, Hip Hop Edition.
Right. Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, not the best couple in the world.
Oh, yeah. I heard, though, that they... I don't know how true it is, but there's going to be a show about Khloe dating and meeting guys and stuff like that. I don't know how true that is, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they had a baby, and when they had the baby, she thought that it would change the progress of their relationship. She's sadly mistaken because it's actually turned for the worse.
Yeah. But she's really older than Tristan.
Cardi B, biggest pop star, biggest hip hop star right now. She was reportedly hospitalized.
Oh no, I didn't hear that. What happened? Exhaustion?
Nah, she was hospitalized because of complications with butt surgery. You know, all these girls want to have the big butts.
Uh-huh. What's that girl's name?
Kate Michelle?
Yeah, Kate Michelle. She actually got septic because she had the implant and then it burst and went in her bloodstream and she ended up septic.
Yeah, I got videos on my Rich Rose YouTube page up right now where you could go and see that post-surgery pictures where her body looks completely different from.
Oh, God. Check that out.
Also...
I hope she gets get better, Cardi B.
We have Atlanta housewife Nene.
Oh, Nene. Nene.
Her and her husband broke up.
Who, the old guy? The old guy?
Mm-hmm. The fans know that watch.
But they did break up at one point. They got back together again.
Well, he's out of the house now.
Wow.
Steve Harvey's wife responding to the dating rumors of dating Diddy.
Shut up! No!
Her daughter was out with...
Wait. So Steve Harvey is not with the wife anymore?
Yeah, they're still together, but her daughter was hanging out with Diddy, and, you know, Diddy's a single guy. Breaking news! This is what I was trying to report the whole week of the Mimosas report. Guess who's back together? And I'll pause for dramatic effect. I can't wait. Big Sean, Ariana Grande.
No way!
Look out, world.
No way. They're really back together again?
Listen, I just bring the mimosas you choose to drink.
Oh, God. Ariana and Big Sean is back together.
I want to know what was going on with the Mac Millers, the Pete Davisons. Like, what was
Once you go black, you don't go back.
What was all that about? Anyways.
Wow. When did they get back together again?
You check the most of the fun on Rich Rose Day. You see the dates.
Oh, my goodness. That is... breaking news.
YBN, Almighty J, rappers from Houston, was allegedly in New York City beating up on another rapper named Little TJ. And later that night, he was reported to have over 300 stitches in his face from getting hit in the face with a Hennessy bottle. When you're in New York City, you gotta know where to go. You gotta know how to move. It's a dangerous state.
New York City is a dangerous place.
Jesse Smollett?
Oh, yeah. What's going on with him? He's supposed to go back to court soon.
Reportedly pled not guilty.
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. So he's still saying that he didn't stage all of that?
Of course, he got to stick to his. He had to stick to his lie.
Guys, oh my goodness. People got all this money and they still gotta be mysterious.
Odell Beckham Jr., New York Giants running back, has been reportedly transferred and traded to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know much about football, but is that a good thing?
Well, unfortunately, it's a bad thing for New York. Probably a good thing for Cleveland. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, and yeah.
Her
husband, so-called.
Yeah, they eloped in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Huge thing.
But they don't say who this person is.
Yeah, it's a guy from Queens. I guess one of her. They dated before, but these got back together.
Is someone in the music business?
Nah, he's not in the music business. And I think she's allegedly pregnant.
Wow. So they were like friends from back in the day, I guess.
Most likely.
Yeah, I heard, you know, a lot of people, though, are not wanting to date people in the same industry anymore.
Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod has proposed to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, God. This girl's been married so many times.
Jose Canseco, another reported baseball player, has said that Alex Rodriguez has been cheating on Jennifer Lopez with his wife. His wife have confirmed, Jose Canseco, that she has not cheated with A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, that it was just talk because Alex Rodriguez and Jose Canseco's wife are just friends. She doesn't watch TV. She has to go on Twitter to post that she does not have alleged affairs with Alex Rodriguez. But you know that Puerto Rican bloodline, soon as Jennifer Lopez found out, pow, sucked him in his eye. You can see the images on Rich Rose's page.
Oh my goodness, I can't keep up with her and her love life.
I'm also supporting Spicy this week.
Yeah, Caliente.
This week is March Madness.
March Madness. Tomorrow, St. Patty's Day.
My birthday's coming up this week.
Yeah. Happy birthday, babe. Happy birthday. It's also spring. Can't believe it. All right, guys, so that's the end of Mimosa's report for this week. We will catch you next week. God bless. Be safe out there. See you guys in the next episode. What's going on, beautiful people? So today is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. So one thing that I always get is, what is it like living in West Palm Beach? And to be honest, to live in West Palm Beach, South Florida, it is very crowded, but I would say there is a lot of things to do, for as the beach is close, and versus living in Orlando where you have to drive 2 hours or an hour and some change away to go to the beach. The beaches in South Florida is literally on every corner, on every block, 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. As the people wise, the people are not as friendly as the people in Orlando, and the job market is really hard to find a job in South Florida. Like, you kind of have to have connections, and hopefully you don't get thrown under the bridge when you have a job, because that's just kind of how South Florida is. It's very clingy. It's not really how much you know anymore. It's literally about who you know. And you know how people are when they have the power. They feel like they could just step all over you. So this goes to my other topic. Always have a plan B. How important it is to have a plan B. Alright, beautiful people. You ever notice how life could be just so happy-go-lucky, smooth, you're just on cloud nine, and then bam, out of nowhere, like all this misfortune just happens? I'm not trying to be negative, guys, but we have to be realistic. We have to have a plan B, and even if a plan C, because unfortunately things just don't work out to how you want them to be. As much as you try and you hope and you cross your fingers, at the end of the day, things are just not really meant to be. So I'm on my laptop, and it's like, you guys ever have these weird messages from Instagram? Like, there's always these weird people on Instagram that send you these crazy messages. So I just got a message from a girl that have a black bra on. Let me see if I could share with you guys what the message is saying. And her name is 1N65YEV7. I'm not messing with you guys. .5NGJBN. Remind you, she's a white girl, blonde hair, and she has a bra on. Let's say what she's saying, guys. She's saying, hello, want me, take me, come, ink, sign up and find my profile. I'll show you some NBDES, my honey. I don't know. It says, should I respond to her and tell her to go to hell? All right, Rich Rose said to hit decline. What is going on where we have these weird ass people who are not even real people just sending these weird ass messages? All right, so like I was saying, having a plan B. So I don't care if it's just to have a side hustle, or to just have a plan B on where you want to live, or plan B on a second career. It's just really, really important to have a plan B. Even if you have a career and a job that you feel as though it's going to pay you a lot of money and you'll be able to live off this career, it doesn't happen like that, guys. Because let me tell you, in this world, there's a word that's called haters. And even if you stand up for what you feel is right, you got these haters, which again is part of this category, that's just going to come and just tear you down. So that's my Monday motivation for you all, to always have a plan B. All right, next up, we got the Rich Rosé Report. There's a lot going on in entertainment news. We have a famous rapper in LA that was shot and killed. We also have what's going on in the movies. Us got knocked down to number 2. Dumbo made it to number 1. That is surprising. But Dumbo made it to number 1. And hold on, guys. And we will be on to Rich Rosé's Mimosas Report. All right. Now, Rich Rosé, Mimosas Report.
You are now rocking with the Mimosas. You are now rocking with the Mimosas Report. What's going on, ladies, gents, beautiful people in the world? I just bring the mimosas. You decide if you want to drink it. Let's go ahead and start with the top box office numbers. I'm blown away. Category 3 Hurricane. Blown away. The Beach Bum. This is a movie I'm talking about. $1.9 million.
But didn't make the top 3?
We going through the numbers. You could drink the mimosas if I bring them, but it's up to you. Tyler Perry, Madea's Family Funeral, bringing in a whopping $2.8 million.
What?
One of the movies that I've been anticipating to see. Hotel Mumbai. I believe that's in India. Came in with a staggering $3.3 million. If you've been following the podcast, How to Train Your Dragon is still booming. $4.5 million. Wonder Park, an even $5 million. 5 Feet Apart, $6.3 million. Unplanned, $6.5 million. Top 3 right now, if you're wondering, taking the lead, Dumbo with $46 million. Jordan Peele movie, seen it, phenomenal. You know I gotta talk about US, also known as Us, $33.3 million. And how can you ever leave Marvel Comics out when we're talking movies?
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, $20.8 million.
That movie's
dollars.
Really good.
Movies opening this week, we have Shazam, Pet Sematary, The Best of Enemies, High Life, and Peter Lou.
Shazam got some good reviews from Rotten Tomatoes.
Entertainment news. Breaking news. Monica and her basketball husband, Shannon Brown, after 8 years, that's right, have filed for divorce.
Oh, God.
Tell me about it. Let's get sticky.
Tell me. For
I believe he was cheating, but moving on, Jordan Woods.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of cheating, hits the electric slide on that new introduction of the Kardashian season.
Oh, wow.
She don't care. She's getting the publicity. Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, she and her marriage just had a baby.
I was speaking just about that. She's embracing motherhood.
Oh, that's nice.
A beautiful thing.
I think it went through a surrogate.
Beautiful thing. Ciara's about to drop that new album.
Ciara's about to drop an album? Wow.
Go ahead, CeCe. Nothing ain't holding you back. Waka Flocka.
Except her clone.
Tammy. They doing good. They married. They struggle is real, but they doing a great thing. I love it. I love love. You know how I do it. I love love. Give off love. Love is a beautiful thing. Beyonce definitely accepted that Glad Vanguard award speech. She accepted her award for it. She had an emotional speech. It's a beautiful thing. Jay-Z and Beyonce. On that same topic, Chad Warswick from Power stole a little cheap kiss. It's an expensive kiss that you stole, buddy. I'm not mad at you. Yes, this is April 1st. Last night, yes, I will be speaking about the rapper Nipsey Hussle that was reportedly shot 6 times outside of his LA store.
Rest in peace.
3 people were also shot in that same situation that we are yet to release the information about because it is undergoing law enforcement.
So unfortunate. And he was with Lauren London, too.
Rapper known as Curtis Jackson, also known as 50 Cent, has finally sold his Connecticut mansion.
Oh, I didn't know he lived in Connecticut.
But he's a very smart man because he went and sold his $50 million mansion and donated the funds to his charity.
Oh, wow, that's great.
When you're smart, you know?
Yeah.
Larissa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, just undergo the butt augmentation using that alimony money.
Oh, gosh. I think she's also friends with Kim Kardashian.
The fighter Conor McGregor claimed that he retired, but he's talking that he wants to fight popular actor Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, gosh.
Kanye West is bringing Sunday service to Coachella 2019. He's taking his religion very, very serious, as we can see.
Oh, that's
pretty
interesting.
Lil Nas X addresses the removal from the country Billboard charts, which I believe he'd been signed to Columbia Records. He would not take a loss.
Oh, boy. That's interesting. Oh, what about DMX? You said DMX is going to jail, right?
Rapper Tenkaichi 6ix9ine has received 2 years in prison.
Oh, no.
So the purple hair monster will be running havoc in Brooklyn and all over your Instagram once again next summer. Stickier. What do you think about that whole rapper dying thing?
I think that's really unfortunate, you know? I mean, I'm pretty sure he wasn't thinking, oh, I want to go die in front of my store.
Liam Neeson finally apologizes for his racist. The guy that did the movie Taken?
Oh, yeah, what happened? Oh, yeah, he said he wanted to kill all the black guys.
Yeah, he apologized for his racist rant.
Yeah, he was saying that something happened with his friend regarding a black guy did it, and then he was just on a rant of hating all the black guys.
Yeah, well, his interview goes saying that he had a female friend that was assaulted on the road. She was like a pedestrian. She was walking and a black person, an African-American person, had just assaulted somebody randomly. So what he wanted to do was take revenge on all black people, which I believe that is the exact 2019 explanation of what racism is. Chris Rock, comedian Chris Rock, had made fun of one of our popular topics, Jussie Smollett, during his NAACP award.
Oh, here goes another one. It's Saturday Night Live, they were making fun of him too.
That's right, we are avid fans of Saturday Night Live.
That was really funny.
Saturday Night Live was very, very funny, actually. Well, you are now officially been under a buzz. That feeling that you're feeling is the mimosas kicking in. they cocked up on you today. And this has been the conclusion of the Mimosas Report.
Woo! All right. Well, thanks, Rich, for the Mimosas Report. It's always interesting as usual.
I just bring the mimosas. You decide if you want to drink them.
Yep. You know, another thing before I close out was we had finally watched Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse, and it was okay. I mean, I fell asleep at half of the movie, but to be honest, I don't understand how it was number one, though, for a long time. Because it kind of got a little confusing when you see bits and pieces of the comic book sayings popping up in the movie.
Yeah, I believe that they just wanted to open up a new format of their creativity as filmmakers.
All right, guys. So, see you guys on the next episode, next Monday night. This is Jay Venda. This is Rich Rosé. He brings the mimosas. Your choice if you want to drink it. Holler at y'all.